Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
And now, it's time for part four of In the Moment. This is In the Moment's Note of the Week.
I saw this post. Here's what it said. It said, men, you should stop sleeping with a woman if she don't have a job, if she gets paid less than $12 an hour, if she lives with her parents, if she always claims she's hungry, if her Cash App info is in her bio, or if she's always in some drama. You know what that is, Katie?
What?
Standards. That's what that is.
Yeah.
Why are there posts online of people saying things like this? Like it's some kind of think piece or incredible shop of information.
Because people want to go viral. So they say something that you know is common sense and people repost it. I've gone viral for saying something that everyone knows.
That's all that is?
Yeah.
Have standards, fellas. That's literally all it is. Just stop being willing to go in anything that moves.
Hey, yo, it's time for question of the week.
If you could only have one, love or respect, which one do you want?
Love from who?
Anyone. Would you? I would say, okay, we can do significant other. We can do friends.
No, one. I would say love.
You would prefer love?
Because if you love me, that means you respect me.
Not necessarily.
I think so.
Really? You don't think that anyone who's ever loved someone has disrespected them? Seriously?
You may, but as a whole, overall, what I'm hearing, right, love or respect, I'm hearing general, like a consensus, not a one-off. Because you can have respect, but then that means some people may not love you in a certain situation. I'd rather have love.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm taking respect all day. All day.
I'd rather have
love. In any relationship, I'd much rather you respect me than love me.
I think because if someone truly loves you, they respect you.
See, I don't agree with that at all. I think you can go into practically any relationship, whether it's a friendship, a family member, a significant other. You could dearly love them, but also have disrespected them. I've been disrespected by everyone who claims they love me, and I believe they love me. I do.
But does that mean they don't respect you in general as a person? It didn't say love or disrespect.
I don't know. It said
love or respect.
That's what I'm saying. If you could only have one.
Love.
I'm taking the respect. Because I feel like if you respect me and you always do things out of respect, that's going to make me feel like you love me.
Nah.
Why not?
I can respect who you are, right? Like at work, I can respect people who may be higher up than me, but I don't love them.
But I'd rather that. Even if you don't love me, what's the point of you loving me if you're not going to respect me?
And I think that true love comes with respect.
You always try to change. No, that's not always true. Some people love you, but they only love you how they know how to. They love you the way that they know how to love, but the love is true for them. But they may be insecure with the love. They may be uneducated with the love on how to handle and deal with the love. And so they do disrespectful things. Mad people are in relationships where their partner loves them but disrespects them every once in a while.
No, you do not love me if you disrespect me.
At all. You don't think it's possible to love somebody?
No. Not true love. That's what I'm saying. True love. You can say you love somebody.
I swear, whatever Disney movie that you got this true love thing from, I want to watch it. Because you make true love sound like it's not even a human experience anymore. People are still human. Even in loving you, they're human. You never hurt one of your friends that you love? You never, like, had to look back and go, I might have violated. Never in your life?
Yeah.
It's because everybody has. That's my point. Wait. All right. Yo, I can't wait till Keon come back. We need a third. Because what you mean? Yeah, but that's what? That's an oxymoron.
Exactly.
So you all right.
I'm standing by my answer.
Love.
Love.
All right, I'll take respect.
Hey, yo, Mo, Katie, it's time to drop a Give Me 60, baby.
Katie, are you ready?
No, because what are we doing?
I got the 10 R&B songs of the streaming era. The top 10
of the what streaming era?
Streaming era. Ever since you've streamed the music.
I get it now. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. I was a little slow. Sorry.
The top 10 songs, R&B songs mm-hmm. from the streaming era.
Okay.
You know R&B.
Mm-hmm.
You're familiar. And I want to see in 60 seconds, I'm just curious, how many of the top 10.
I don't know the year. I just got to guess.
Streaming era is what? All of these, I'll tell you this. All of these songs on this list are, I say 5 years. In fact, I'll even help you. I'm going to try to give you a clue to help you guess. How about that?
Okay.
All of these 10 R&B songs on this list.
I hate this. Uh-huh.
And you will get all 10 of them in 60 seconds because we are that damn good.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Start the clock.
Uh-huh.
60 seconds.
Uh-huh.
When I start talking, you start the clock, all right?
Okay.
All right. Think of GPS.
Mailman.
Nope. If you don't,
Postman.
What'd you need a GPS for?
Oh, driving.
Right. It
navigate.
Helps you. Yeah, right.
Navigator.
So it gives you some kind of
guidance.
Yeah.
No guidance.
Bung. All right. Woo. If something's on the floor, you gotta
pick it up.
So what you picking up?
My feelings.
Yes.
Pick up my feelings, Jasmine Sullivan.
All right. The woman that just did all of the naked stuff in the nurse, the nun costume.
Rihanna.
Yeah, she she was cocky on this one. Because she's telling you you can't even do nothing without her.
What?
Yeah, you can't do it without her. You what her? If you can't do it without her, what
you need her. Needed me.
Boom. If it ain't winter, it's what?
Summer. Walker.
And class is in what?
Session.
Come on now.
32 session.
Yep. All right. What's in clouds?
The sky.
And if they doing construction, is what?
High.
What's in it? What? Huh?
What?
Man, what's Beyonce's sister song, damn it? What's the song, Katie?
Oh, Crazy in the Sky.
Thank you. All right. If the opposite of do is?
Don't.
By who?
Don't.
What?
That's not a song.
But who was that?
Bryson Tiller.
Yes. Okay, how much time we got?
That was
it. Over? Yo, 60 go by quick, don't it? Damn, for real?
It did.
All right, act like it ain't finished. Hold on. Because I'm enjoying this. You ready?
Uh-huh.
All right, if you're about to go to jail, you got to...
What
they gonna do? What they about? What they?
Search you? Strip
no.
Shirt.
Yep. But while they do that, what they gonna do?
Take you. Right, fingerprints.
If it's sexy time, then you know what I mean.
Strip.
No. If what?
Dance for me.
Okay. Your
dance hand, for
your
you.
Hands are clamped. You can't do nothing with your
cuffed.
Hands. Yes. By who?
Cuff it.
By who?
Beyonce.
Yes. All right. If it ain't the worst part, it's the.
Oh, the best part.
And it's
her.
By. No. It's
Daniel.
Her
one? Daniel
yes,
Caesar.
There you
feature.
Go.
Her.
All right. Y'all rather. Y'all rather tickle me pink. I think I just rather have pink tickle me. That was a line by Eminem about pink. And there's also a song called
Pink.
And it's by an artist who's...
Nicki Minaj?
No, his name is a color too.
Oh.
I've never heard this song in my life.
Blue, red.
I thought you might have known.
Black.
It's not Blue Cantrell.
It's not black.
It's not black. It's not... It's Frank White, apparently. Who's that?
Who the hell is Frank White?
The King of New York, far as I know. That's
I've never
what it
heard
says.
That one.
Me either. And the last but not least, this is my absolute song, Katie. You better know this one. I do it every morning when the alarm goes off. Every single morning that alarm goes off, what's the first thing I do? Come on now.
Wake up.
Nope.
Stretch.
Nope.
You say every morning when the alarm goes off?
Yep. I hit that thing. Nope. Not yet.
Snooze.
Bye.
Scissor.
Come on now. There it is. Those are your top 10 R&B songs of the streaming
Who is Frank
era.
And Pink?
You tell me.
Was it pink with an exclamation point?
Let me see. I'm trying to figure it out right now. Hold on.
Frank
don't go
White
nowhere.
Pink.
That's what it said. That's
now
what
I'm confused.
You never heard that?
I don't think so. I knew all those songs except.
Hold on. Let me see. Here we go.
Is it a black dude?
You don't see it yet? It was number two. Pink. Oh.
Is that Frank Ocean?
It's Pink and White by Frank Ocean.
Oh, okay. I know that song. I was like, what? What song is it? Okay.
Pink and White by Frank Ocean.
Gotcha.
All right, TikTok take of the week. I talked about this on my Instagram story. Curious as to what you think.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a podcast of women saying that they wonder why men don't approach women anymore.
Mm-hmm.
They just, that's how they feel
oh,
as women.
I saw what your take was.
Did okay. you see that?
Uh-huh.
So if you missed this on my Instagram, it went, for some reason, this just kept popping up on my timeline. So I was like, all right, let's talk about this. A lot of different podcasts were talking about it. And so I was curious as to what my followers thought. And so I said, I firmly believe. Now, again, I am talking about quality men because I feel like a lot of the women who answered my DMs, they skipped that part. Quality men. I'm not talking about the men that'll approach you on some nonsense. It's obvious. And in fact, I don't think those men will ever stop. because they don't care, right? I'm talking about quality men. I truly believe that quality men have stopped approaching women because they were listening to women. And I said, because I do remember there was an era where in approaching a woman, not only did you risk being rejected, you also risked being called thirsty. Because thirsty was really big at some point. It was all these men of thirst balls. Mm-hmm. Who wants to be thirsty for simply trying to tell a woman that you believe she's attractive and you lack an opportunity to get to know her? Now, that was the first part. The second part is I think women became more vocal about just simply not liking being approached. You hear a lot of women like, I don't like that. Don't approach me. Leave me alone. You see me out? I'm trying to enjoy myself. Don't bother me. So I do think that quality men have a sense of pride about them. And believe it or not, like, some of us don't like to get rejected. Mm-hmm. And that's why I never was that guy. I'm just not approaching you unless you slap me on the face with a sign that says, hey, stupid, I'm into you. Mm. Do you think as a woman that that plays a part into, and just to say, I mean, there were a lot of men saying, bingo, 100%. You nailed it. You got it. But there were a lot of women saying, no, it's all in how you do it. It's all in how you do it, which to me is obvious, right? Mm-hmm. But what's your take on that?
I mean, the obvious, of course, is it's all in how you do it. But I think a quality man shouldn't be, when he listens to a woman saying, hey, I may not be one about it. I don't want to be bothered here, or, you know, you're thinking about possibly being called thirsty or fear of rejection. I feel like that shouldn't stop you from going after something you may still be interested in.
Mm-hmm.
If you're still interested in that woman, I think no matter what, you should approach her if you feel comfortable approaching her. I don't think it should matter. I get what women are saying by the setting, because sometimes women will say, yes, we do not want to be approached here, there, blah, blah. But it's all about, like the women are saying, is how you do it. But it's more so who. If a dude approaches a woman that she thinks is attractive, no matter what he does or how he approaches her, she's going to be receptive. If a guy that she thinks is not attractive approaches her, she's not going to be receptive. Point blank, period. I feel like that doesn't matter where it is. It's time, place, none of that.
Mm-hmm.
It's, are you attracted to that woman? And vice versa. But I don't think that should hold men back from approaching women.
You do realize this, this is clearly not all women, but there are women who, I guess, don't really understand that men try to talk to almost every woman. So they take it a little serious of like, here he go. It's like they don't really see it as a compliment,
mm-hmm.
in that, oh, wow, he thinks I'm attractive, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I hear everything you're saying. My only thing I don't fully understand with the women who do, mm-hmm. want to be approached, not the ones who don't. I get that. The environment thing, mm-hmm. I get it. I completely get that, yo. It just ain't always the time, right? But as a guy, if you do run into a woman that you just think is like, damn, she is beautiful,
mm-hmm.
most of the time, it ain't in the best setting for you to say something to her. It's always in an awkward-ass setting, right? You're in a grocery store. I don't know. I'm just, you know what I mean? But it's typically, I don't even know what the setting is. I guess a bar or a club, or that's where you typically would. But a lot of the time, it's when you are out minding your business doing something that you never thought, right? Yeah. And you see her, and you like, this could really be my wife, because damn,
mm-hmm.
what you supposed to do?
I think you come with a game plan. And then if she's not receptive to it, she's just not. I don't think that should stop you from going after what you want in any situation. And this comes from a woman who dates women.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
That I don't think that should stop you. It's just when you think about it, I think it's like, oh, what was it? Oh, I feel like there's some steps in some generic DARE program. Not DARE, where it's like, think this first, and then go approach. Yeah. I can't remember what it was. It's like,
I know what you're talking about.
Look at the situation. All right? Mm-hmm. It's a weird situation. Mm-hmm. But will she try to like kung fu fight me if I approach her right now? It's not in the dark. You know, like, I think you...
I get it.
Take a second.
Right.
Think about your game plan.
Mm-hmm.
And approach.
Got it.
I don't think it matters. If that's who you want to go after her. Just make sure you do it in a respectful way. If she's like, boy, bye.
That's kind of wild, too.
Then that's not the woman for you.
I don't even know why you have to tell so many men what's a respectful and what's a disrespectful way. Because what is a disrespectful way? Like, what do men be doing? They just be saying a bunch of, I mean, I know it happens. I'm not saying it don't. All right, I'm just
I'll get you an example.
Yeah, like what do they do?
Like over my trip, during my trip, like one dude tried to approach my friend. I called him Bernie Mac. And he was like, "Damn, girl, your thighs is really thighing tonight." And okay. that's what he thought.
He thought that was it?
I like the way your thighs look. Okay, girl, I see your hair too. It's dead as well. Like, damn.
Wow.
That's not how you try to hit on a woman.
That's wild. Hey, yo, come in, thighs.
Damn,
hey, yo, thighs.
Girl.
Hey, right? Yeah.
That's what I mean. So women.
Okay.
There's a lot of times where women hear random, like, catcalling by men.
Okay.
And so then sometimes women are terrorized by the guys who have catcalled them. Mm-hmm. So they're like, "Oh, is he going to catcall me? Please don't. Please don't. Please don't. Let me get my oatmeal. Let me get my oatmeal." And he's like, "Hey, excuse me. Oh, he has manners." You know, like right. That would be like something that would be surprising. You know,
okay.
But
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right.
All right. Hi, how are you? My uh-huh. name. My name is Donnell. Oh, hi, Donnell. You know, like that would catch a woman off guard. But just, I feel like certain guy, and I hate to say this, guys should assume that when a woman sees a man trying to approach them, that woman is thinking the worst. Even if your intentions aren't the worst, she's thinking the worst. She's like, "I know what I've been through before. Is he going to be one of those?" And then when you do something that she catches her off guard, she's like, "Oh, wait a second." And then she may take to you.
Got you. So
we are traumatized out here in these streets.
Yo, that must be.
We are.
I can't imagine that, honestly, as a woman. I would be frustrated, too, completely.
Yeah.
In that the fact that you are a grown-ass man and you're not, like, wise enough to know exactly what a respectable and acceptable way to approach a woman.
I had a dude try to hit on me too during the same weekend. And he was like, "Yo, if you gonna be with me, this is how you gotta do blah 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 blah." And I'm like, "I didn't even, you didn't even introduce yourself.
I don't. You
came starting listing off what you think is your requirements.
That boy had ultimatums to be with him and didn't say his name.
No. And I'm like, Terrence Howard, go sit your ass over there.
Hey man.
He's like, and he was aggressive about it. I looked at him. I was like, "Don't you ever speak to me or any woman like that?" And everybody's like, "Ooh, yeah.
I was
like, "Sir,
yeah.
Like what?" So women are. Traumatized.
Maybe that was confidence for him. Like maybe in his mind, no, that was like, "I'm so confident. Watch this."
Because then he's like, "Oh no! I was just playing." I was like, "That's not how you play with someone.
Play over there."
He's like, "No, come here, come here.
Play with somebody safe."
And when a guy does a come here, no, we do not want to come here.
Yeah, come here is crazy. If
don't say come here to me.
Yeah,
no,
bring your ass over here. Yeah, yeah, come. You like it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, I'm sorry. I didn't know it was this bad for y'all.
So we're just traumatized. So men, when you think about approaching women, think of it as that woman's already traumatized.
Speaking of trash men, bad take of the week. Katie, this guy's name is Shampoo.
VO5?
Probably. Quite possibly, actually. I'm certain you don't know who he is, and that's fine, because it's not important who he is.
Okay.
But this gentleman used to come on Joe Budden's podcast, and it stopped fairly quickly. And this take that he had, I personally believe, is one of the reasons why. Here is one of the worst takes from one of the, I want to say he's one of the worst men, but this take is insane. Bad take of the week.
So because he got help, I should forget about everything, the black eyes, the hospital, the broken ribs. And just live with you because you got better.
No, I mean, every situation is different. Every situation is different.
I mean, I think abuse is abuse.
Well,
it is.
What?
Okay, let me pose a question to you.
Talking to Mike.
Let me pose a serious question to you. And
the answer is probably
no. We're all against abuse. Of nobody should be hitting nobody. Let me put it that way. Don't hit me. Or, you know, circus, I might hit you back. You don't, just, let's not put our hands on each other.
Right.
Let's have a talk.
That makes sense.
Okay? While we talking, I tell you to shut up.
Okay.
Do you think it's wise for you to keep talking?
Huh?
Wise?
We having an argument. You tell me what? To shut up and I'm supposed to shut up?
See, that mechanism is the
No. Get him out of here.
Hey.
See that mechanism.
Yeah, okay. If I tell you to shut up.
You're supposed to shut up.
Why are you still talking? That boy went to the Sean Connery, didn't he? You gotta give him a little smack.
That man is wild.
Yo, he they did two episodes and then I never see this man again.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I don't know what kind of shampoo.
Yeah. Head and Shoulders.
Head and Shoulders. Oh my God. That
oh,
is.
Oh no.
Yeah, that take is so bad I couldn't help but laugh. It's like it's not funny because he was serious. But.
And.
What?
Why did he sound like the hot ass guy that we played?
Yes.
The prison guard.
Oh, no, oh yeah. Man. He did sound like him. That man been do something. Yo, this man out here really think like that. He's an older guy. I guess that's an older, I don't know. But
that's insane.
That somebody really thinks that way, right? No, because he was, I'm telling you, he's not joking. If you see the video, he was dead ass.
Oh, I know.
To him, if I tell you to shut up, why are words still coming out of your mouth? You peasant.
Like, what?
Yo, who are you talking to?
That's how you feel?
Oh, my God. That man needs some conditioner.
Leave it in.
It's time for the Sicko Award. Let's see who was nasty this week.
He's so fake, but I'm so real. Yeah, I'm so sick, but he's just there.
That man?
No. Yes, actually. How'd you know? I got two Sicko Awards, actually. Shampoo gets one of them. I love the weeks when I have two. There's a lot of Sicko going on.
Okay.
Now, Meg Thee Stallion, Katie's bestie, is out here making women twerk again. And I am not. Now, listen, I know. Listen, if she is going to make a name for herself by twerking instead of rapping, who am I to even have an opinion on it? I have nothing to say about it.
Okay.
I do want you to respond to this tweet, though, Katie, honestly, as a woman.
Okay.
This is a woman, mind you.
Okay.
This is from Nina DeFloris, and this is in regards to the Meg Thee Stallion situation.
Okay.
She said, what's so hard about admitting twerking is a sexual dance, and you do it because you don't actually mind being sexualized? And in the comments, pretty much, was an argument between women saying, I agree, and women saying, shut up, it's woman empowerment. Just say you don't have no ass. Which side of that are you on?
I will personally say the day that I learn how to twerk, I will twerk my ass everywhere. I think it's an art, and I just want to know how to do it. Okay. I just want to know how to twerk.
Okay.
That's it for me personally. I just want to know how to twerk.
Why, though?
Huh?
Why you want to twerk so bad?
Honestly, I think, to me, I don't want to say sexualized. I just remember I was 5 years old, and it was after I had my first hot Cheeto.
How did we get to five?
I'm about to tell you.
Years old.
I had my first. I'm about to tell you.
No, I know, but I'm just fascinated.
And I remember the first time I had a hot Cheeto. I was 5'2".
Not the hot Cheeto. Not even the regular one.
No. Yeah, and it was regular Flamin' Hot, and I had to suck it off because it was
too hot. Those were out when you were five? Oh, you mad young? I was 23 when I'm trying to
run that.
Now I feel old. Good. Yo, I hate your stories. Yo, when I was 2 and I had a cell phone, I start realizing you old as shit.
Didn't have a cell phone then.
Okay, all right, yeah, good.
And I'll never forget my cousins, because I grew up with my cousins. One of my cousins, she tried to teach me how to pop my booty. Like, that's how that's what they said back then. It was popping your butt.
When you were 5?
Yeah.
Not how to read a book. Not how to ride a bike.
My mom did that. Okay. I'm talking about my cousins. My mom cared about me. My cousin's like, girl, if you're going to be out here dancing, you're going to know how to pop. And I remember trying to do it. I could never do it.
That's
right.
A lot of shoulder. That's exactly. Way more shoulder
it
than ass.
It was no ass.
Yeah.
And ever since then.
You was giving shoulders.
That was my villain origin twerk story. And that's why I've wanted to learn to twerk. For me personally, that's why I've always wanted to learn to twerk. It's because I was taught at a young age that when you go out and dance, that's what you were supposed to do. If you go out and dance and you're out with people, you're supposed to pop your butt like that.
Don't seem like it would be that hard. Is it really that hard? You just shaking ass. Like, how hard can that be?
It's harder than you think.
For real?
I can only do it on a wall upside down.
What? Wait. That's your move. That seems advanced.
That used to be my move in college. I used to wall twerk the hell out of college.
How you can wall twerk and can't ground twerk? That don't make no damn sense.
I don't know why.
You twerking in the sky, but can't twerk down here.
And my ankles, because you got to... Apparently it's an art. You got to move your ankles, which move your thighs, and move your...
You ain't trying to practice twerking during the eclipse when nobody couldn't see it? That was your moment to try.
No.
Why you don't... When it went dark, you should have... Shake that ass, man. Make that coochie, please.
It would have been my field. It's just
wait for real. Why you don't take a class?
I should. I've wanted to, but it for me personally is that that's how I was raised. I was raised that if you go out and you dance in a certain setting, you should know how to twerk. You just that's
insane to me.
That's just a dance. It was learning electric slide and learning how to twerk. You know how every black person knows.
Don't ever put them two dances together.
I'm telling you.
I've seen way too many grandmothers do the electric slide.
And they know how to twerk, and you don't know it.
Y'all already tried to tell me that song about a vibrator. I have not recovered. Okay? Let me be clear. Okay. I never want you to learn how to twerk. Because you are going to annoy the shit out of me. I can see you now. Yo, you're going to be twerking when it's like, ain't even music on, Katie. All right? Get off the counter for no reason. Just twerking in the kitchen.
When I master.
Because it's coffee time. When you get it. Yo, you are never, I can see this happening. Mo, you know what time it is? Twerk time. But what is wrong with that? Like,
what is wrong with
it? It's a sexual dance.
No, it is.
What is the whole woman empowerment thing? It's like, just say it's sexual and you don't mind being sexualized. It's fine.
It's sexual, but at the same time, it's like, even though we know it's a sexual dance, we don't want to be sexualized. We want to be, it's like when they say like, oh girl, you're wearing a short skirt. Isn't that what you want men is to look at you because you're wearing a short skirt?
Your comparisons be wild. That is literally just putting on an item of clothing. That is not the same as having your whole ass out online, shaking it in front of a camera, and then getting mad at the pervs in the world who come around talking about, look at them thighs. That's like, of course you're going to get that attention from these clowns. Like,
yes, they're people
that's
that,
different.
They're going to do it if you twerk, and they're going to thirst and drool over it because it's a sexual thing.
And that's what I feel like, not all, but the majority of these women actually want when they do it. And that's okay. That's fine. That's what I think she's trying to say in this tweet. I respect it.
I get it.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
No, I get where you're coming from.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, I get where you're coming from.
It is what it is.
Shake that ass, huh?
Now, where twerking has gotten way out of control, in my humble opinion.
Don't talk about Jamaica.
Oh, what? Wait, what? What are you talking about?
Carnival?
Oh, No. That's what they do over there.
Yeah.
But the video I showed you earlier of the mom twerking.
Oh, hell no.
In a bathroom.
Hell no.
I think she has three or four sons in there.
They look like five.
And she's twerking on them.
Yes.
One of them slapping ass.
That's disgusting.
These are her children.
That's disgusting.
Then that wasn't even enough. She took her pants down and was in a thong. Like, she had a drawers. And she's literally twerking in the bathroom where her sons are watching her and dancing for clout in videos. Yeah, I have no words.
I think on that one, someone should call Child Protective Services. Because me shaking my ass in the comfort of my living room and then posting it on Instagram, that's different than me shaking my ass in front of my kids and then my kids slapping my ass and then I'm taking, that's a whole nother, no.
Completely agree. Speaking of Meg, give me your top three female artists all time right now, please.
Like what genre?
Rap, hip-hop.
Huh?
Hip-hop. What do you mean, huh? Oh, just give me three you like. Make it easier. No, actually, no. I want your three favorites.
Nicki. Meg Cardi.
Nicki, Meg Cardi.
Those are the most songs I have on my playlist is from those three artists.
I'm not mad at that. Nicki is in my top three. Cardi is certainly in my top three. Cardi. Meg ain't in it for me. I'm not sure who would be three for me. Maybe. Probably Lil' Kim. Probably Lil' Kim.
Yeah, but I don't have that many Lil' Kim songs in my playlist. I don't think I know as many Lil' Kim songs as I do Meg. That's why.
Has either of them ever dropped a diss song and apologized?
All right. Here you go.
Don't worry about it.
Here you go.
All right. Forget it.
They never apologize for nothing. But women, we going to ride till the wheels fall off.
You better believe it.
We not going to apologize for shit.
Ever. For anything. In fact, that was a horrible comparison. I just I don't know. Yeah,
you thought a woman was going to apologize?
It was a trick question.
Get on your big foot.
All right, forget it. All right, I hate to end the podcast this way, but I got to do it. I got to do it, man. I've been down, Katie. I've been down bad. Real bad.
You gonna tell me finally? Why?
Well, you know why.
Yeah, I know, but like what you're about to go into, I guess, is gonna be different detail.
Yeah, and I just want to say this because life is hard, man.
Mm-hmm.
And we live in a world where everybody is just real quick to beat each other up and not exhibit grace in a lot of different scenarios. And I'm sure we got a lot of listeners that just go through things. You know what I'm saying? Life just get tough.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it. And if you in a situation or a position like that, I just want you to know that there are always options, even when you may believe that there aren't any. And I got a couple of people in my life right now that are going through really, really tough times. And I'm going through a pretty damn tough time myself, but not nearly as tough as whatever it was that one of my good friends was going through who took his own life. And I just been kind of numb. Mm. I've honestly not even given myself a minute to process it because I feel like the moment I do, it's a wrap. I'm probably not even going to want to come outside. I'm not going to want to be around nobody. It's a place that I'm genuinely trying not to go to. Mm-hmm. Like, I've shed a tear, but I haven't even cried. Mm. That's how I know I'm avoiding this bad. And I think most of us are. I think most of my guy friends are. And you start to blame yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
Was I there enough? Could I have done more? We spoke all of the time, and it's just odd to me because it goes to show you what they say is really true. Because he was not the person I ever in a million years would have thought would have did that. This dude was always the guy that wanted everybody else to be happy. Making everybody else smile. Life of the party. Always happy. Always up. And I knew he was going through some stuff. You know, he was vocal with me about that. But damn. And I was going through our texts. And it was like every single time we spoke, it ended in, I love you, bro. I love you. You need something, holler at me. I love you. Every time. Love you too. Mm-hmm. So it just kind of it just pains me. Like, damn. What was it? What didn't he have enough of? What in his life was making him feel so isolated, down and out, that he felt like this permanent solution to a temporary problem was the only way? And I've certainly had these feelings. I'd be the first to tell you, in full transparency, it's been a couple times in my life I was there. I was there. I'm like, all right. I said it in a letter to a Virgo, actually, right? Letter from a Virgo on my album. But I couldn't see myself ever going through that, for one. It just feels so selfish. I wouldn't want to put my family through that. I wouldn't want to put, you know what I mean? And two, I've lived, I guess, long enough to know no matter how bad it seems, it's going to get better.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to believe that. In the darkest of dark times, it's going to get better. I know it don't seem like it. I know it doesn't feel like it. I know it's just, to you, it's an impossible thing. And whatever you may be dealing with or struggling with right now, it just feels like there is no end. And it's just a cycle of pain every day. And nobody will understand. No one in the world will get it. Who can you run to? Who can you speak to? Who's going to love you and pour into you the way that you pour into others and love others? Mm. And if you are in that moment, just hold on. It's going to be all right. Mm. A permanent solution to a temporary problem is never the answer. Regardless of how you feel, someone needs you. Someone loves you. Someone cares. I guarantee it. If you don't believe it, I guarantee it. And to those of us who may be in a more fortunate situation, check on your friends. We say this all of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, seriously, you have no idea how long a text of, yo, how you doing? I'm thinking about you can go. That's it. That's it. Yo, I've sent messages now to my friends like, yo, I love you. That's it. I don't say nothing else. Yo, I love you. I hope all is well. Just, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like it's healthy.
It is.
To just refresh that with your loved ones, with your friends, with your family, and
remind them that they're loved.
That's it. Because ultimately, ain't that what we all want?
Yeah.
You want to feel connection. You want to feel loved. You want to feel appreciated. That's what we all want. That could really save somebody's life, yo. Like, for real. Whether you think they need it or you don't. And the other day, it was just, I'll never forget this. It was just bothering my spirit and my soul about one of my friends, and I didn't know why, so I called her. And she was going through a dark time, mm-hmm. and I wasn't at all prepared for what I was about to hear on the other side of the phone, but it just reminded me, if you get those feelings, those vibes, that somebody in your life that you love may not be okay, please don't ignore that shit. Mm. Please don't ignore it. You will never look like a fool for reaching out and just telling somebody you love them. Mm-hmm. That will always be received with care. Mm-hmm. So there's no time to beat ourselves up. Life is short. It is what it is. To my dude, I love you, bro. Always have, always will. I don't know what the hell you were going through that made you feel like this is what you needed to do, but you ain't in pain anymore, and I guess I'm just going to have to find some solace in that. And that's just what it's going to have to be. The pain is gone, whatever it was. I'll pray for your moms. I'll pray for your family. I already told your moms I'm here. Anything she needs, she knows that. The same with your siblings. Same with all of us, your friends. And unfortunately, there's nothing I can do now about my friend, but I'm just sharing this in case there's something that someone out there can do for one of yours. Mm. It's important. So the one thing that I do think J. Cole got right was love yours.
Okay.
See? I ended on a positive. I found something nice to say, Katie.
I'm glad you did.
Look at there. And that's all I got.
Next week, bitches.
Promise that it's still good in me. I know I've done wrong. Been away from the city yet. I know it's been too long, too long. I'm sorry I changed on you. I'm sorry I changed. Sorry I changed on you.
For every time I would fight, so dark enough for me to walk into the light. I'm bright, I beat that shit to death. Still I go left every time I know I ain't right. Make excuses, don't know what the use is. Truth is, sometimes I think I'm useless. Don't know myself, talk to me and feel intrusive. Beat myself up to the point I feel I'm abusive. Ruthless, guess they keep me grounded. Never need a circle, I guess that's what keep me grounded. Smooth as butter, but cutter, I'm like no other. Shit, I take the bed, I'm always gonna try to cover. The time I wrote a letter to end it and didn't stutter till I realized I ain't know how to write by to my mother. If I take y'all to the beginning, all the shit I done lost to get the winning. Sometimes I sit like, was it worth it? Then go to IG and fake it as if it's perfect. Confused on what's the prize. The truth is never loud as the lies. Sometimes I wish my friends were here to help me hold it. But I kept the files on every time that they folded. Snakes, I wanted them to be goaded. Now we isolated, I'm sick, this shit is COVID. For real.
Promise that's still good in me. I know I've got wrong. Been away from the city yet. Know it's been too long, too long. Sorry I changed on you.
For every time I would fight, or for every time I didn't. Everything a poke, you think everything a joke. Say I want a kid, you take it as if I'm kidding. I see what we are, she see what we can't be. No matter what I show her, she focused on what she can't see. She'd rather break up her home, and nothing break it quicker than smashing through his phone. Like, wait, how you gon' blame me for you seeing shit you was never gon' see? You got us in a place we were never gon' be. You gotta change you, why you tryna change me? Like, how you gon' blame me for you seeing shit you was never gon' see? You got us in a place we were never gon' be. You gotta change you, why you tryna change me? And I ain't saying I'm right, I'm just also saying you wrong. And if two things can be true, then I believe two things still can be strong. If you ain't go up that hill, we couldn't fall. Now I'm pushing buttons every time that I call. Look around, no couple is perfect. I ain't promised it was, just said it's worth it. Fuck.
Promise that it's still good in me. I know I've done wrong.
I know it's wrong.
Been away from the city yet. No, it's been too long,
it's too long.
Sorry I changed on you.
Sorry that I changed on you.
Sorry I changed on you.
Said I'm sorry that I changed on you, babe.
What's up, y'all? It's Key Will Voice, the official voice of In The Moment podcast. And we want to thank you for tuning in each and every week. See you next week.